This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Governor Jared Polis and Denver Mayor Michael Hancock are partnering with the Rose Community Foundation to help migrants arriving in Denver. Donations to the fund will go to nonprofit and government groups providing shelter, basic needs, transportation, and legal services for incoming migrants. Hancock says the number of people arriving is straining city resources and that the fund will help Denver respond. Three Colorado Springs police officers are facing a civil rights lawsuit for their actions in the arrest of a black veteran. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The lawsuit claims officers Colby Hickman, Matthew Anderson, and Christopher Hummel, quote, deliberately, knowingly, intentionally, and violently beat 29-year-old Dalvin Gadsden without any kind of prior verbal warning. That would be a violation of CSPD's use of force policy. The suit also says the officers violated Gadsden's constitutional rights. Attorney Bakari Sellers is representing Gadsden.
It's hard being black in America. I never would have thought I would say it's hard being a black veteran in America.
The allegations center on a traffic stop in early October that escalated when officers said they smelled marijuana. Police say Gadsden resisted arrest and was reaching for a knife in the center console. His attorneys dispute those claims. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
A former Denver Bronco who helped the team win Super Bowl 50 has died. Running back Ronnie Hillman was with the team for four seasons. His family says he was in hospice care and had a rare form of cancer. He was 31 years old. You are listening to CPR News. It's 4:06.